Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Anthony, has everyone forgot that Puss bangs goats? You're right, it should not be. He does.
Yeah.
He bangs goats. Of course, he's going to swear, you know, especially while he's banging goats. You know. 27 states have the death penalty, but only 20 states have the ability to do anything. You know, the rest of the seven other states apparently don't have the infrastructure, you know.
Who's the league leader? Like Texas? And didn't they just kill someone in Missouri?
Probably. Oh, Texas is probably definitely the leader, man. You know. What is that?
In Texas, used to just have like a conveyor belt.
Yeah. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's actually a Ron White joke, you know. I forget how he says it, but it's Ron White. So, you know how Ron is. It's funny as hell, though. Yeah. So.
Since 1977 through the end of 2023, Texas has killed 586 people. The next highest is Oklahoma with 123.
Yeah.
And I'm told, I don't have the exact details, a lot of states murder babies right after they're born.
After they're born, exactly. Right. Yeah, that's from Trump.
They
yeah,
execute them in the 10th.
And idiots to believe them, right?
Ninth month or 10th month?
Post-birth abortions,
yeah.
They call it.
Post-term abortion.
Yeah, post-term, yeah. God, there's some dumbass out there, isn't there? I hope we're not talking to any of them. I really do, you know. I mean, not dumb for that reason. We're all dumb in certain reasons. I get that. So, yeah, please, dumb people, keep listening. All right. Now, of those four states in the four corners, what were the ones you mentioned there?
Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona.
Okay.
Three of them have legal weed.
Yeah.
One of them has a hockey team.
Yeah, the Yotes are moving up there, and I saw the names, and I don't like hockey club. I think that's stupid. But
well, apparently they may play as the Utah Hockey Club for the first year
until they get a name in.
It sounds like they're kind of doing this thing quick. They just announced it, and they're moving for next season.
Are they sold?
Utah.
It's got to be Utah.
Yeah, you're not going to go Salt Lake City.
It seems like, yeah, they're not going to say Salt Lake City. They're going to stick with Utah.
Okay, I was hoping they'd go with the Salt Lake City Soakers.
All right.
That'd be awesome. A jumping mascot.
Well, throw an Ice Soakers in there. Just for
please pick something appropriate for Utah.
It's Blizzard. Here are the names, Todd.
Adopt the other team. Like,
these are the ones that they filed the trademarks for.
Salt Lake City is the opposite of Jazz.
Yes.
There couldn't be a more inappropriate nickname.
Yeah,
in Salt Lake City, the Jazz.
When they moved from New Orleans, in case you don't know that, that's where they came from.
Right, that's why they were the Jazz, because New Orleans.
Yeah.
Why are they moving?
Because the Phoenix isn't supporting them.
They didn't draw.
And they won't build a new arena.
Yeah.
Well, and they're not going to get a new arena in Salt Lake either, they said.
They play it. They're going to play at the
same place the Jazz play.
Yeah, that's a big place.
The basketball arena there is more than that.
I think they said they may do some renovations there to make it a little nicer.
Like put some ice down?
That's important.
You won't play ice on ice.
That would be one important renovation.
It's hard to skate on the basketball court.
Did they not play where the Suns play in Phoenix?
No, they played in a smaller arena.
They didn't, yeah.
I think it's the same place the ASU team plays, right?
Yeah, it's right down. That's right. Yeah, it's right down in the
Mullet
complex
Center,
the football
if I'm
stadium.
Wrong.
Well,
yeah,
they used to play
the football
stadium in arena by the football stadium, and now they play in the one that's I think close to on campus. I've never been to that place.
Yeah, it's the Mullet Arena.
Yeah,
on the ASU
they're
campus,
and it's small.
Year.
It only seats like 6,000 people.
5,000 people.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're done. And Utah, what are the names, Puss?
They filed the trademarks for the Utah Blizzard.
I don't mind that.
The Utah Venom.
Don't get that.
Are there lots of snakes indigenous to Utah?
Yeah, there's plenty of.
Are there blizzards in Utah?
There's plenty.
In the
mountains, but there's plenty of venom in the desert.
The Utah Fury.
That's dumb.
And then, again, they think these last two might just be covering for this first year, Utah HC and Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah, you need a nickname. You need a nickname.
Yeah, stop trying to be soccer.
It's just stupid.
I remember when the Commanders were changing their name.
I don't like Washington Football Club. I know people liked it. I didn't
football
like
team.
Though.
Didn't they go with football
Whatever.
Team?
Yeah,
but they said that most teams, when they do these name changes, they go through 18 months to 2 years worth of research and planning and getting their ducks in a row, so I can see how they might be going for something short term with
there you go the ducks
oh, Utah Hockey
team,
Club
right okay I like the Soakers right yeah
but you got to go with Salt Lake City if you're going to be the Soakers
it's a little
wordy. Second Wives the Utah Second Wives right. Yeah, let's just go right into the Mormon crap
I'm surprised they don't go with Salt Lake City. I think there'd be a lot more you could do with those letters to make a logo look cool.
That could be the single, the Utah compound.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
I think they're trying to get away from that image.
Yeah, oh, really? Okay, that's too bad.
I don't think they want to lean into that one, Todd.
Yeah, they should, actually. You're right. Not in Salt Lake City, they probably lean into it, right?
No.
Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend in the studio a little later on. Aaron's headlining the Funny Bone this weekend. He'd been on the show before. Nick's doing some comedy in Council Bluffs, right?
Yes, tonight I'll be at Maggie Mae's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We didn't mention that, we'll stay in the sports realm here for a second there, that NBA guy that got banned, did we say why he got banned yesterday on the air?
No. We didn't even get to it on the air. We were talking about it off the air.
I don't think we discussed it at all.
Jonte
Porter.
Jonte, I wrote it down wrong. Jonte Porter played for the Raptors, and end of the bench guy. The end of the bench guys still make millions. What did he do? Like give up? I know he didn't shave points. He wasn't playing much. You can't shave points. You don't play, right?
Disclosed confidential information to bettors and wagered on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose. And that's cardinal sin right there.
Didn't he alter some of his own stats? Like some of those, he probably is usually projected to get 0 points a game.
Yeah.
But I thought there was something he had total control over. Like if he showed up in one of those apps where you're just betting on some dude's stats.
Yeah, I think he was like maybe I think I'd heard something about he was maybe exaggerating some injuries.
Who was paying him, or was he just betting himself?
No, he was betting himself.
So no big guy was trying to get him to pay. He wasn't taking money from people, right? Okay.
No.
And Puss said, he ended up only winning $20,000 or something?
Yeah, the story I read was that he'd made thousands of bets through some online portal, all in, he was up $20,000, and yet he'd made like $3 or $4 million in his career playing in the NBA.
Jesus, what a dumbass.
And he threw all that away for $20,000.
Yeah, he ain't going back, man. That's for life.
Investigators learned an unusual gambling pattern around his performance at a game on March 20th in Sacramento. The league determined that Porter gave a better. So he talked to someone, information about his own health status prior to a game, and said that another individual, known to be an NBA bettor, placed an $80,000 bet that Porter wouldn't hit the numbers set for him in parlays through an online sports book. The bet would have won $1.1 million.
Yeah.
I don't know if it came through or not.
So he's not point shaving in the game, but he's kind of point shaving his own total,
right,
to get that guy a win.
Well, then he is point shaving.
He did. He took himself out of that game after less than 3 minutes, claiming illness. None of his stats met the total. Set the parlay. The $80,000 bet was frozen and not paid out, the league said. The NBA started an investigation shortly afterwards.
So they bet too much on him.
Yeah.
If it would have been a smaller bet, they could have gotten away with this.
Yeah, it wouldn't have thrown up a red flag then.
But you got to
wonder how often
hit,
this happens and people don't get caught.
I think it's going to happen more.
Especially where they're embracing gambling all around the league, right? And all the leagues for that matter.
Yeah, and if guys could be a little more subtle about it. He wasn't very subtle about it.
Well, you know what? I saw this great story, and I kind of agree with these people. They're trying to stop in-game betting for college kids, because college kids are being trolled and threatened. And when people lose money because some college kid didn't do something stupid in a game or something like that, they are hammering. They're getting a hold of these guys' social media and going after them. And I realize that college kids are not kids anymore, but they still should be protected from that. People are hammering them because they don't hit the numbers. These people need to make money. Yeah,
but it's up to the states to do that, and it sounds like it's a pretty tough road to make that actually happen.
Right. This dude's only 24.
I know. Gone
and done. And done. Banned for life from the NBA.
Yeah, I think if I remember reading correctly, they said the only other guy the NBA has banned for life was Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Clippers.
Oh,
the racist guy who they ran
racist
out.
Racist much, right, yeah.
You know?
These guys are going to start a podcast.
Yeah. And he's a billionaire.
I don't think so. This guy's black. Well, this guy's black.
That's why, they'll combat.
Right, so he'll be fine.
Ebony and ivory, but
it'll
the
be
fight.
Explosive. Yeah.
But
this
dude has NBA talent, and he's not allowed in the league anymore.
Yeah. What's he going to do?
Because at $20,000, I don't know. Can you
probably save some cash? He's getting a real job like everybody else has.
You could probably try to play in Europe, but this might follow him.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah, there might be a lot of leagues that say, we don't need you.
We could do a betting podcast.
Well, and I mean, there's been guys in the NFL who have been popped for betting, but they were betting on other sports. Where it gets really hairy is when you're betting on your own sport and betting on your own team. That's
specifically against your own team.
The Iowa kid, didn't the Iowa kicker bet on his own team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, was it Iowa
State? He
always
took the under, and just because they weren't going to score any touchdowns
anyway. Because Iowa's football team sucks.
Yeah.
No, they were decent.
Well, they just couldn't score.
Right. It didn't take an expert to say
They went to a bowl game, Nick. You know what a bowl game is, Nick?
Met the under.
I've heard.
Yeah, you've heard about bowl
games. It's like
games,
an extra game. Yeah.
Extra game when
you have to win.
You have to win six games.
Sounds like you have to win an insane amount of games to go to one.
Six.
What was the stat? I mean, it's apples to oranges.
Maybe not so insane.
Because it's basketball, but Caitlin Clark scored more points this season than the Iowa football team did in the last 4 years.
Yes.
Something like that.
She scored more points this year than the Iowa football team did her entire career at
Correct.
Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that big a deal.
It's football.
It is. Score tons of points at basketball.
But how many other football teams would have outscored her?
But if you break it down, it's still like it's Iowa's average per game is very, very low.
No, it always has been low. But that stat is a stupid stat because basketball are going to score. If you're the best scorer, you're going to score much more than football. You got 2-3 games a week. You scored 25, 30 points a game.
I think the point was
you're gonna kill
that
football games.
Iowa football has sucked offensively.
For a long time.
For years.
But still going to bowl games.
Still made a bowl game.
Yeah.
Still going to bowl games. Yeah.
I mean, most teams do.
Every D1 team has in the past 5 years.
Unless you really just trip over and fall on your own face.
What's a team that hasn't
done
that?
Right. There are some teams that suck offensively and defensively that don't make bowl games.
Not many.
I can't place one, but Nick knows who they are.
I know who's taken the longest. It's been the longest time since they've been to
longest time, by no other team.
From anybody who's eligible.
Yeah. Anybody's eligible.
Right. I'd put Arizona State.
That stat is one of the most amazing stats ever.
In that category,
it's going away this year.
And for that program. I probably will go away this year.
It's always next year.
But it might not.
You got a Penn State guy in charge. You'll be fine. All right.
Keep saying that.
That drives me crazy.
Keep telling him that.
That's all I'm going to say, man. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.